Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and more recently, we've been called the Vibe of Thrive. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we come to you live about 14 hours of live radio a week and about twice that much of archives and encore presentations. We're so thrilled, you know, to be able to do this show. I'm personally thrilled to be able to do this show. We're getting so much feedback on some of the things we've been doing and the shows we've been doing, and we're getting ready to launch the Holistic Makeover. And it's because of shows like the show tonight. We're bringing you information that you absolutely love to hear about, and at the same time really have a hard time finding a good source of it. Tonight, I'm going to have two amazing people joining me here tonight. Susan Tyler, of course, you've heard about before, but I will say to you that Susan's work has been dedicated to helping people understand the negative and the negative aspects of stress and the consequences of not taking care of it. She's known as the stress detective, and we're going to hear a little bit about her story and why she's so passionate about this. So when we think about stress and stress management, it is something that every one of us needs to look at as the first step for prevention of dis-ease. Joining us as well today, because today's show is quantum biofeedback, what it is and how it can help us. Joining us as well today is someone that Susan has asked to jump in on the conversation, someone that knows a bit about this, Gage Tarrant. She's joining us here today, a biofeedback specialist, hypnotherapist, and a biofeedback instructor and compliance officer for the Quantum Alliance. So we have got two of the best on this show tonight so that we can get to understand what quantum biofeedback is and what does it mean in terms of healing, health, well-being, and most importantly, if we take care of disease before it starts, then maybe we wouldn't have to be arguing about health care. But that's a whole nother show. So I want to welcome Susan and Gage to the show. Thank you both for joining us tonight.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Big conversation. Thank you both. Susan, I wanted to kind of start off by letting people know a little bit about why this is important to you. And if you could give folks an understanding of what quantum biofeedback is and what the relationship is to stress or stress management.
You're going to have to time me, Dr. Pat, because I start talking about this and I just can't shut up about it.
Well, we got 50 minutes, so we're pretty good so far.
Okay. Well, probably the simplest thing would be to introduce your listening audience to my story real briefly in case they don't understand or they don't know who I am. But back in the early 90s, I had a car accident, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue at the time, and I believed everything that my doctors were telling me. I followed their instructions. I took all of their drugs, and for 8 years, I continued to get worse. It got to the point where my doctors threw up their hands and said, Susan, there's nothing more we can do for you. You are developing the first stages of multiple sclerosis. Go buy a wheelchair. And, at that moment was, I think, when I had divine intervention or divine inspiration, because my first instinct was to give up. And immediately after that, I just felt this surge of determination that this was not going to be my life, that there had to be an answer out there for why this was happening to me, why was my body turning against me. didn't understand why I was having the pain and the depression and all of the issues that went along with all of that disease. And so I started looking for answers, and I'm really grateful for that doctor that day saying, I can't do anything more for you, because that actually gave me my power back. It gave me the strength and the courage to find the answers that I needed in order to find my own path to wellness. And it was through quantum biofeedback that I found the answers. And it was not until I understood what stress really does to the body and how it impacts the total health of any being when it is left unmanaged, is when I realized that I have to get this message out to the world and let people know and understand that they too have the power in their own hands to take control of their wellness and find and create their own path to get back on track and find their own balance. And that's been my mission ever since.
Well, it's a really big conversation. It's really an important conversation. I think we have more illnesses out there right now that, you know, that either don't have names or given names that fall into a lot of different buckets. I know MS falls into the autoimmune bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the number one, sentence that comes out of the doctor's mouth is, there is no cure for that.
Right.
And that's the deal. There is no cure for that. And so Susan Tyler, as I said before, joining us here today, Gage Tarrant is a biofeedback expert. And I want to get a sense of how biofeedback works before we get into talking about how we use this with clients. Gage, thank you for joining us here. Welcome to the show. And as with Susan, please feel free to elaborate.
Well, certainly it sounds like your question is, how does quantum biofeedback work? And quantum biofeedback really represents a revolution or evolution or both in biofeedback, in that it combines several traditional modalities into one unit and adds the power of computer technology to allow us to store electronic signatures of thousands of different items. Items ranging from vitamin signatures to mineral signatures to muscle signatures, nerve signatures. These are all stored in what we refer to as their trivector analysis, or rather their electronic signature. And once they're stored, because everything has an electrical field around it, and once this can be determined, it can be stored, and very rapidly, at very low safe levels, that biofeedback uses, sent to the client through the electronic connection, through a head strap and the wrist straps and the ankle straps. We send the signature to them very rapidly at biological speeds, and the body electric responds very, very quickly at biological speeds, close to a 1/100th of a second. When we send those signatures very rapidly to the client or whoever is strapped in, we can see what they react to. And that's what really sets this apart from any other modality, is that instead of looking at quantities of substances that may be present in their molecular biology, what we're looking at is what they're reacting to. And that's entirely subjective and unique to each and every individual who undertakes this. And so when you start to see the vast array of signatures that are stored within this type of biofeedback system, you start to see that you start getting a profile of stress reactivity that is very profound and very insightful. And the more that the inventors started working with these signatures and looking at their reactivity profile, he became more and more intrigued with adding more. What else can we add that we can look at reactivity to? And it's just a completely new way of looking at the way we respond, what is stressing us the most, as opposed to just rooting everything quantitatively through, say, molecular biology. And that all has its place. This is definitely not a replacement for that. It's a complement to it. And it shows us what we can intervene on and begin being proactive about. And the system itself also has very subtle training signatures and signals that are for relieving stress and for different types of stress. and the amount of programs available within it address so many different kinds of stress that it's really probably one of the most complete biofeedback systems of its kind. So that is quantum biofeedback in a nutshell.
Well, that's it in a nutshell, and we're going to actually tease this apart. It's like peeling the onion back to really get at the core of biofeedback, why it works, and why this is such an important breakthrough in health and healing. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Boy, we've got two biofeedback experts in the house, Susan Tyler and Dage Tarrant. When we come back from break, we're going to be talking about the trivector field. What is that? Why should we care about it? And who are the kinds of clients that show up to get biofeedback? What are some of the things we're discovering in terms of our body? And what do you need to know? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, boy, we've got that and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max. Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. As I said before, if you want to find out more about us, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or simply drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. Joining me today are two of the best of the best. Susan Tyler, of course, has been on the show before and is a regular when it comes to talking about quantum biofeedback. We are joined as well by Gage Tarrant, who is one of the leading experts in the field. And today we're talking about biofeedback, quantum biofeedback. What is it and what do we understand about it today? What is it that we need to know for the future? And who are the people that should be finding out more about quantum biofeedback? For more information about Susan, you could certainly check her stuff out at stressdetective.net. That's www.stressdetective.net. And we'll be talking about Gage in a minute, how you can find out more about Gage's work. Thank you both for joining us on the show today. Before the break, I was asking a couple of different questions. You know, one of the first questions I asked is in understanding quantum biofeedback, and Gage, you know, what you shared was so important. You know, there is language now that we're getting familiar with, but most people have not heard of. So exactly what do I mean? I refer to something called the trivector field, and I want to start the conversation there and then talk to you, Susan, about how you're using quantum biofeedback to help your clients. I mean, this is almost science fiction sounding, I think, Gage. Trivector field. What is it?
Well, the trivector is referring to three vectors that are calculated electrically in this system, and that's going to be voltage and amperage. And from voltage and amperage, two basic electrical parameters, resistance is calculated from that. And what quantum biofeedback does is take that to a new level by calculating algorithms based on those three different vectors, those trivectors. And that's a little bit deeper of an analysis of the electrical nature of what we're getting from the client than what most biofeedback or point probe devices are capable of doing. And it sounds a little complicated. It really is, but actually just experiencing it is quite simple, and using it is quite simple. So that's really the nature of it. It's just really taking computing technology to a new level to where we can finely tune some of what we are reading electrically from the client. Does that make sense?
Well, and let's talk about our bodies for a minute, if we can, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Because I think if we were to have these conversations like several years ago or maybe a decade ago, which some of the originators of, you know, this technology have had, but if we were to have this conversation sitting around the kitchen table, right, talking about biofeedback, everybody would kind of look at us like, okay, there she is again. There's that Pat from another planet. Now we've at least introduced a term like biofeedback, now quantum biofeedback, where people, we get their attention. So, you know, it's not what like we're being looked at anymore, but yet we don't have enough information to really get to the core of the power of what quantum biofeedback is. And so the body, what is the relationship between electrical responses and biofeedback?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of a book called The Body Electric, but I highly recommend that reading by anyone because it fully explains all the different electrical processes taking place within the body. And, of course, so much of the communication along our nerves to our brain is electrical in nature. And so our bodies are communicating with each other through electricity that's inherent in our brains and carried along our nerves. Back and forth to all different places in our body. And for that reason, the study of quantum physics is basically analyzing the molecule down to the atomic elements that build them up. And you'll probably remember from your junior high school science that, you know, a molecule is made up of atoms, which has, you know, a proton, a neutron, and an electron. And it's the electrons that are the electrical nature of it. And what's been discovered is that once you get down to the elemental level, atoms don't necessarily behave in accordance with the laws of gravity or time and space the same way that, say, molecules do. And what's been determined through that is that the effect of observing, even observing some of these particles in action, can change their behavior. And it's called the observer effect. And even more intriguing when you start to look at the quantum physics aspects of things is that it's been determined that you can, that a particle can be a wave and a particle at the same time. But the moment that you look at it, it changes. And so quantum biofeedback is definitely has components of some of that type of introspection into the nature of electricity that has been a part of the computing technology that it's based around. And so it's looking at things like probability formulas. It's looking at things like the electrical nature of our reactivity and how that can absolutely change, especially when we become aware of what we're reacting to.
And, wow, this is so fascinating, you know, because I think we're finally kind of catching up to what we've known about our bodies, but really haven't known how to work with that. You know, what's interesting is something that you said, is that, you know, we're now developing computer and computer software that's going to help us sort of match, you know, the let's call it the complex makeup of our bodies. Is that not true, Gage?
Oh, absolutely, and you see that in all different branches of technological advancement and other devices as well, not just quantum biofeedback, although I think quantum biofeedback is the type of informational profile that we're not used to looking at.
Right.
We're used to being told certain things about our bodies and what might be going on with it in accordance with, say, a blood test or some other form of a medical diagnostic test. But rather to look at what you're reacting to, that
mm-hmm.
makes it entirely subjective, and that can be the missing link. Sometimes it's not necessarily about some substance that might be causing an illness. It might be our reaction to something else that's causing a stress and causing a different type of overwhelm and lack of optimal function. And so that's the type of thing that we need to start paying attention to. And that's what quantum biofeedback can help make it.
Yeah, let's take a minute, Gage, and, you know, what I want to be able to do is I want to bring this around to, you know, to Susan and sort of the work that you do. Because, Susan, you know, you're seeing clients here 24/7. And so what is it that you're doing with quantum biofeedback to help your clients? How are you integrating this?
Well, one of the most important components about quantum biofeedback is that we're able to start looking at stress triggers and the patterns that are developing in the body electric. And by looking at those patterns, then we can start to gauge how the body is or is not managing stressors appropriately. And that gives us a really good picture to help support the client in figuring out if perhaps they need some nutritional support, if perhaps they need, they may need to see their medical doctor. There's all kinds of directions that we can take it based on what their body is telling me during a session. So because each person responds uniquely to their own set of stress triggers, every session is always going to be different, even with the same client. The next session will always change because the body is always changing. So you never know what you're going to encounter, and always being open to where the body wants to go, I think, is key. For the clients that come to see me, you had asked earlier what kind of clients would come for quantum biofeedback, and to that I say anybody who wants to take responsibility for their health and wellness, those are the kind of people that will seek the services of a quantum biofeedback specialist, because we are going to coach them for that.
Yeah, and when we come back from break, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the people that have showed up, what quantum biofeedback has done to help them. And, of course, we've heard your story and what was involved with that. We're going to also be talking about, you know, some of the things that we don't really talk about when we talk about quantum biofeedback. You know, can it really help someone stop smoking? How about drug addictions? And, you know, by the way, you know, is this new technology or not? You know, who's catching up to whom around this? Well, we've got two people that know a lot about this, Susan Tyler and Gage Turrent. When we come back, we'll be talking about biofeedback, some of the contradictions, and some of the essential breakthrough technology available. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and A Path to Personal Triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-release edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And as I said before, this is an incredible show. And we're really barely scratching the surface on some of the breakthroughs in quantum biofeedback. And today's show is to make sure that all of us get a clear understanding of what it is, what it isn't, and what you can expect from it right now, not in the future. This is not, you know, this is not a Star Trek episode. This is something that is available now, changing the lives of so many people. And so joining me here today are two people that know a lot about it, Susan Tyler and Gage Turrent. Gage, as I said before, is an expert on the technology, and Susan is an expert practitioner Both of them are changing the lives of so many people. Susan Gage, thank you for joining us here today at the show.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Susan, before we jump into this, why don't you let our listeners know what you have available for them?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Pat. For all of your wonderful listeners, anybody who would like to experience a quantum biofeedback session is normally $150. For all of your listeners, it's only $99 if they just get a hold of me through my website at www.stressdetective.net or email me at susan@stressdetective.net and just put Dr. Pat Show on the subject line so I'll know how they found me, and I will give them that special offer. It's not available on the website, so they do have to mention your name.
Great. Well, let's talk about this in terms of what they can expect from it, because this is really why this offer is so important. You know, I know both of you are determined to help people, you know, create vitalistic living in their lives and really kind of bust through the myth of the body breaking down as you get older, disease is natural. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on with some of this. And the reason that I'm so passionate about it, because I had to learn the hard way and in my own healing journey. And so what I wanted to talk with you about is, you know, getting to this place of some of the myths, some of the things that are out there about quantum biofeedback, and let's set the record straight. You know, who are the people that are coming in? What kinds of diagnosis are happening with people? And how does the traditional or conventional ways of looking at medicine differ from quantum biofeedback? And so those are some meaty questions. Who would like to take one of those on?
I can start.
Go ahead, Kate.
Oh, this is Susan.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
Okay.
You two sound alike.
you know, one of the things that I have noticed, I've been doing this since 2001, and the clients that come in to see me are people who are just like you and I. They're somebody's grandfather. There's the next door neighbor's aunt. Somebody who is on a lot of medication. Somebody who doesn't want to take medication. Somebody who has had a traumatic injury, and somebody else has been diagnosed with some horrible disease. It doesn't matter. Stress is stress. And with quantum biofeedback, most of the practitioners are not medical doctors. We do not diagnose. We do not heal, treat, cure, mitigate any kind of disease or illness with this type of work. We are looking at stress triggers, and stress triggers are so pervasive. They encompass just about everything across the board. If they are living and breathing, if they're exposed to electromagnetic frequency, everybody's walking around with the Bluetooth wireless, and everybody's got the game consoles and televisions and computers and iPods. All of these things can impact negatively the way the body responds and cannot find its way back to balance. All of these people are people who, in my opinion, should be getting regular quantum biofeedback sessions. And a session is a very simple process. Before I tell you what it is, let me tell you what it isn't, because there is so much misinformation out there about what quantum biofeedback is. And I have literally seen people cover their eyes and run in the opposite direction. Literally, if I was working a trade show and say I'm doing quantum biofeedback, that there is so much misinformation. So it is not voodoo. Okay, it is not New Age mumbo jumbo. Quantum is a term that has been with us since the year 1619. So that doesn't qualify
wow.
as New Age. You know, it was introduced into the world of physics back in 1900. Einstein confirmed it in 1905. So it's been around for a while. This is not something new. And it's important for people to understand that it's not something that is controlling your thoughts or trying to run your life at a distance, none of that. It is simply a tool that we can use to help them identify and learn to manage their stress triggers. And a stress trigger can be anything from an exposure to a virus, to a fungus, to stubbing their toe, to falling down and breaking their arm, to an emotional breakup, to any number of things. It's all stress. And that's the, if I got no other message across today, it would be that stress is going to impact you. It is not just your boss yelling at you or your parents mad at you or whatever. It is everyday life. And we live in such a crazy world now. I think we've talked about this before where, you know, everything's rush and everybody has to get there ahead of you but nobody's going anywhere and everybody's got their cell phone attached to their head and their computer attached to their hip. And all of these things impact us and create stress. And it's stress simply means the body's ability to change. And if it cannot change, then there is a resistance that develops. And this is where the measurement process comes in that Gage was talking about. So it's really quite simple. And it is not something that's brand new. The specific device that Gage and I use has been around since the late 80s. So this is technology that I would love for your listeners to take advantage of, to see what their body is saying, to find out what those hidden messages are, and how they can learn to manage their own stress responses to those triggers.
So what I want to ask you both about, and Susan, if you don't mind, what the follow-up question is, you know, as I'm, you know, I've been to the website, I've looked at, you know, sort of some of the videos you have on there, and I think they're so extremely helpful. What can people expect? Let's say that, you know, first of all, do I have to be right there with you, Susan, to have a session?
Quantum biofeedback works whether you are in the location or not. I'm going to let Gage take the lead on that one because she's the expert in explaining how that works. But no, it is not required that you be there in person.
Okay, Gage, it's all up to you now.
Well, for the electrical components of the biofeedback, the harness activity is the preferred method, and it is the strongest connection that you can have. But for some of the other types of stressors, there are people who do prefer to use the device's virtual capacities, and that is without coming in and getting hooked up to the device electrically. However, that is probably the strongest connection, and that is something that has been measured or estimated to be a lot stronger than, say, just a virtual session. But there's plenty of people who, for some issues, prefer to use the virtual capacities of the device, especially for certain themes and issues. And for a reactivity profile, it's always an interesting look. And it's something referred to as non-local effects, just meaning that there's just a component of our existence that's connected to, again, this kind of goes back to a little bit of quantum biofeed, of quantum physics, just the if there is such a thing as, say, subatomic particles, and they don't obey the laws of time and space, what would you call that space that they occupy? And some people call that subspace, just to reference the subatomic particle nature of it. But it's the electrical nature of it is definitely probably the preferred method. And when you are strapped into the device, the nature of the reactivity, it's there's a lot of different analogies. People say, well, gosh, am I just reacting to, you know, how would I know how to react to an electronic signature? And it's really something that we observe in our daily life more than we realize. I think probably everybody listening has probably, or maybe I'm not, I hope I'm not dating myself here, but maybe you remember the commercial of Ella Fitzgerald hitting a note and breaking a wine glass. It's like that wine glass resonated with what she was, the note that she was hitting, and reacted, in that case, you know, with a stress response. And so the nature of our electrical reactivity is so different from just the confines of what we normally perceive as our material reality that, you know, that's again, something that is very special. It's just because it's not necessarily clearly visible or clearly felt. Some people can feel it. Some people can't. I'm one of those that can feel it, but it's something that is a very pleasant, soothing type of exchange, because it's almost like you have the freedom to react to these signatures without anybody arguing with you, because it's not a reactivity profile just based on your mental processes. It's taking place so quickly that the operator of the device and the person that's being tested really can't interfere with this. And so what you start to see is that because nobody's being interrupted or rationalized or rationalizing their own experience, this profound effect takes place. I've seen it over and over and over with clients where they just suddenly feel freer. It's almost like they've been validated on this very, very important nonverbal level, where they were actually able to just simply respond with truth without having to put it through a filter of rationalization or image or the effect it's having, their words might be having on the person that they're speaking to. None of that matters in quantum biofeedback. Only truth matters of what you're reacting to.
And I love this conversation, Gage. And one of the
really
things I want to talk about when we come back from break is I want to continue this conversation, because you are really hitting something that has not been talked about before. You know, our mind does amazing things. We go to the doctor, they put a blood pressure thing on us, our mind kicks into gear, we're thinking, and even what comes out of our mouths is really filtered. When we come back, Gage Turin and Susan Tyler will be talking about some of the things they've discovered. And Susan, of course, and Gage will pick up this conversation about truth and truth responses. When we come back, we'll also talk about whether or not quantum biofeedback can be used for children and maybe even pets. We've got some fascinating stories to share with you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Did you know Greek Gods yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Gods yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Gods yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Bella Genza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bella Genza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit BellaGenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's BellaGenza.com, BellaGenza.com. Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life full out.
The hardest part of mental illness is that you don't understand yourself. My friends stopped calling. I went through a divorce. I felt like there was nowhere I could turn. Then I read a story in the newspaper about NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's not that they gave me the reasons to get out of bed or get on with my day. It's that they showed me how.
One in five adults lives with depression, schizophrenia, anxiety, or other mental illnesses. NAMI provides education and support. Go to NAMI.org or call 800-950-NAMI.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's PerfcoGreen.com.
We'll be right back.
everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I just want to mention, everyone, that for many of you out there, if you want to find out more, you know, you could certainly go to Susan Tyler's website, which is, as I said before, it is stressdetective.net, www.stressdetective.net. And when you go there, you're going to find, like, just a number of different links. There is one there that you can click on, which will take you to a biofeedback page, and then you'll get to see a video with Gage Tarrant in it. So lots of information for you to absorb about this incredible, incredible technology, and more importantly, practitioners that are out there helping people, people like me, like you, and like others. Thank you both for joining us here today on the show. I know this is a big conversation, and I know we've covered a lot, and I'm so thrilled we addressed the technical parts of this. I want to focus in this segment on people, and I'd love to hear some anecdotal information on folks that you've worked with, people that came in with a certain condition or certain things going on in their lives, and you've worked with them and to help them create changes. Who would like to share some of those examples?
Gage, why don't you go first?
Okay, well, I can state that when I was first beginning to use the device, I was integrating it into my hypnotherapy practice, and I also gave nutritional advice and also homeopathics. And when the nature of my clients, for the most part, were people who had experienced very severe emotional traumas, and had experienced it in a way that made an impact on their life that caused them not to feel like they were really living in their own skin or in their own life anymore. It had affected their belief systems, oftentimes negatively. And I'm definitely of the firm belief that what you believe is what you will create. And so this was about working with people's belief systems, and I started working with the device and playing with the different ways that we can test reactivity to certain signatures in response to other signatures. And I know that that sounds a little complicated, but I can test a signature against their reactive profile to the other things that they respond to in association with that signature. And all of a sudden, this extremely clear picture would form that would enable them to crystallize exactly what they couldn't quite put a finger on that was really preventing them from being happy again and really living to their fullest potential. And so we worked with really the nature of just changing the way that their life belief systems lived in their bodies. And
wow.
It's just with amazing results. And, you know, that ranged the gamut from, you know, veterans that I had worked with who had... what happens is sometimes we have automatic responses to stress. Once we've been in the position of a stressful situation repeatedly, it's almost as if it can become a conditioned response in association with other triggers. And in the case of, say, some of the veterans, it would be like, for example, a helicopter. Every time this veteran heard a helicopter, he had that stress response. It put him right back in Vietnam. And there's something so interesting about the mind that regardless of whether or not it happened 10 or 15 years ago, when you get a trigger that gives you that same stress response, it's like it happened 5 minutes ago. And giving people control of that back again and teaching them how to get control back over that again was so much faster with quantum biofeedback that it saved me so many sessions with them. And it absolutely changed lives. And there's just lots and lots of stories like that. I'm sure Susan has.
I love what you're talking about. I love what you're talking about because I can completely relate to this. I think everybody listening to this show right now is going to completely relate to it. I had an experience the other day, and I didn't really put it together until, you know, right now, Gage. I had an experience the other day. I was sitting at the grocery line, and you know, like you swipe your little card, your little, what do you call it, debit card or whatever you're going to use at the grocery now, because we don't pay with cash anymore. And, you know, and for whatever reason, my little card was taking forever. You know what I'm saying? And you could hear the voice in your mind taking you back to a time like when I was 17 years old and homeless, right? and you could hear the trigger start to kick in, and I'm not going to go into details about it, but I think it is those kind of memories that I think you're talking about. Wow.
Absolutely. They can live like belief systems or your frame of reference for reality, and until you add to that information, which is the proactive side of it, where you add information in and teach them to learn to feel and experience something else, then that becomes a part, even if it's by using the imagination, that now becomes a part of their belief system that can override the negative. And so using quantum biofeedback just allowed me to do that with so much more precision and so much just really getting to the heart of matters very, very quickly with quantum biofeedback.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't think we've ever been as stressed as we are right now. And I would imagine that I know what it was like to go through the downsizing era. And, you know, when people were shocked, traumatized, actually, I actually did 2 master's degrees and a dissertation on it, which was my therapy, by the way. But, you know, people were shocked by that. Now we have a different level of shock. And I wanted to ask you, Susan, I mean, wow, this is so important. What can we do? What can we say to our listeners today to give them hope, to let them know that we don't have to be stuck in the trauma of our lives?
Well, if all of the listeners would just stop for a moment and just pay attention to the way their body responds every time they think that they're feeling stress, and start to recognize that that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is only their conscious awareness of the stress that they think they're feeling. You know, research has shown that humans only have like about a 4 to 7% awareness of everything that's going on around them. So that means we've got at least 93% of that iceberg underneath the water that is really controlling those automatic responses that Gage was talking about. And so if they're sitting and thinking about their stress and they can come up with maybe a handful, I can guarantee you that if they would come and have a biofeedback session with us, any quantum biofeedback practitioner, that we would really be able to identify for them how those patterns are creating distress in their body and help train them how they can move past that so that their awareness factor becomes stronger, and that allows them to relax more and be able to enjoy their life and maybe even just do something as fun as laughing again, because people don't laugh anymore. Have you noticed? Everybody is
depressed. Oh, I know.
No, it's just that they walk around with this glazed look on their face. So even just being able to access the joy button that's in their lives, that would alone is worth the price of admission for quantum biofeedback, in my opinion.
So if people contact you through this show, you will be able to either work with them directly or recommend a practitioner in their area?
I do. In fact, on my website, I have a link to other practitioners who have at least 2 years of experience and have been doing this for a while, have all of their training and certification, and they can find them on my website.
Absolutely. Let's give out your website again, and let's mention the special offer. Well, I could go on and on and on and talk with you, and I know we're going to be doing more shows. Also, you're going to be in the Seattle area. Please let listeners know about that as well.
I'm going to be in Seattle, thank you, on Saturday, August the 22nd. I'm going to be teaching holistic health practitioners on business building during this tough economy. And if you're a wellness practitioner, you're welcome to come. Just drop me an email at susan@stressdetective.net, and I'll get you the information. And, again, the offer that I'm giving for all of your listeners is my $150 biofeedback session for $99. Just mention Dr. Pat in your email when you contact me. It is not available on the website. You do have to say that you heard about it on Dr. Pat.
And just talking about Dr. Pat for a minute here, Susan and I are going to be connecting, and I am going to experience quantum biofeedback personally. And we're going to be sharing some of that information. I'm not going to agree to share at all because, honestly, I don't know, Gage, what do you think? Who knows what's going to show up?
Well, yes, your reactivity profile could indeed be very illuminating, and that might be quite personal.
Oh, very cool. I want to thank you both for joining us here today. This is such an important topic, and I know we're going to continue to talk about it because the bottom line is we care about people. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
I want to thank all the listeners for tuning us in and turning us on. And as I said before, if you want to find out more information, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. We're going to be posting this information about the special offer from Susan, so you're going to hear more about that, not only on our website, but in our newsletter. I want to thank you all for tuning us in and again, for supporting the show the way you have. We love you, love you, love you, and we continue to raise the bar so that all of us can raise the bar to living life full out. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Dance on curtain call. Take your last bow.